From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Jennifer Mitchell with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, November 29th, 2021.
This day in Maine is made possible by the Maine law firm of Eaton Peabody, serving generations of Maine families and businesses from offices in Augusta, Bangor, Brunswick, Ellsworth, and Portland. And by Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, helping members stay healthy and happy with comprehensive coverage, smart digital health tools, and engaging well-being programs.
The Maine CDC reported 259 new cases of COVID-19 today and 4 additional deaths. Hospitalizations remain high, with 322 people receiving inpatient care. 99 are in the ICU and 43 are on ventilators. A full case update is expected to be released sometime tomorrow. The Mills administration says it's closely tracking the new Omicron variant of COVID-19. No cases have yet been detected in Maine, but as Patty White reports, some hospital officials say it's just a matter of time.
Governor Mills issued a statement Monday about the latest variant of concern for COVID-19. She says Maine is positioned well to detect Omicron because of its partnership with the Jackson Laboratory, which conducts genomic sequencing on positive COVID tests to detect variants. The Chief Health Improvement Officer at Maine Health, Dr. Dora Ann Mills, says it will likely only be days before Omicron is detected, and the best protection against it is to boost immunity.
Get the booster shot if you haven't gotten the booster shot yet, and certainly getting our kids ages 5 on up vaccinated as well. I think that is those are the most important steps we can take to protect ourselves against this new variant.
Maine's major hospital systems say they're also looking at strategies to further increase bed capacity. Hospitals are currently grappling with a surge of cases and record numbers of patients needing care for COVID-19. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
A coalition of conservation groups is calling on regulators at the Army Corps of Engineers and Department of Energy to suspend federal permits for Central Maine Power's controversial energy corridor through western Maine. The move comes in the aftermath of Maine voters' overwhelming support this month of a referendum that aims to kill the project. And Pete Dittesheim of the Natural Resources Council of Maine notes that last week, Maine's Department of Environmental Protection suspended its permit for the project.
Both of these permits by the Army Corps of Engineers and the presidential permit by the Department of Energy are tied to a legitimate DEP order, which has now been suspended. And both of these agencies do have the authority to amend or revoke their permits when new information has surfaced.
The NRCM is being joined in a letter to the federal agencies by the Sierra Club and the Appalachian Mountain Club. Federal officials and CMP officials could not immediately be reached for comment. Crime in Maine continues its downward trend, according to a new report from the Maine Department of Public Safety. Data for the year 2020 show that overall crime was down 6% from the year before. Violent offenses such as murder, rape, robbery, and assault dropped by nearly 5%. The state reported increases in motor vehicle thefts up by more than 18% and arson cases up by more than 23%. Maine's overall number of crimes has decreased by more than 50% over the last decade. A doctor in Waterville has been suspended for spreading misinformation about COVID-19. Dr. Paul Gosselin of Patriots Health received a 30-day suspension on November 18th from the Maine Board of Osteopathic Licensure. In its notice, the board says Gosselin has engaged in unprofessional conduct that constitutes fraud or deceit. The suspension will be lifted December 18th unless the board takes further action at an adjudicatory hearing. Gosselin has been disciplined twice before. He received a warning in 2011 for violating professional boundaries with a patient, and in 2014, the board suspended Gosselin's license for 3 months for substance use. Northern Light Health announced today that self-pay and uninsured patients will get increased discounts on their care if they pay up front or within 30 days. The health system says patients who pay in full by the day of service or discharge will now get a 20% discount. Those who pay within 30 days will get a 10% discount. Health system officials say the announcement is also intended to ensure discounts are applied consistently. They say collecting payment at the time of service also eliminates administrative costs, and those savings are passed on to patients. A Republican member of the Maine House of Representatives who fought state house mask mandates and organized a protest last year against Governor Janet Mills' efforts to fight the pandemic has resigned. Steve Missler has more.
Representative Chris Johansson's resignation was effective November 19th, according to a letter he sent to Democratic House Speaker Ryan Fecteau that same day. Johansson kept a relatively low profile during his three terms until the onset of the pandemic, when he made several headlines for leading the first demonstrations against the governor's pandemic restrictions in 2020 and for his involvement in fights against mask-wearing requirements for lawmakers enacted by Democratic leaders earlier this year. Johansson lost his wife, Cindy Johansson, to COVID-19 last summer. In his letter to House Speaker Fecteau, Johansson said his wife's dedication to the family farm allowed him to serve in the legislature and that he no longer has the time to manage both duties. He said the decision was difficult because of the ongoing fight against what he described as the expansion of state power during the pandemic. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
A lawsuit alleges that a Maine crematorium kept taking in bodies that it couldn't care for because the owner allegedly needed the money. Affordable Cremation Solution in Lewiston was shut down in June by the state, which reported finding unrefrigerated bodies in the basement of the business. The Sun Journal reports that documents allege the business engaged in conduct that was motivated by malice. An employee said he'd felt uncomfortable taking in bodies because the crematorium was not responsibly caring for them. The attorney for the business plans to challenge any efforts to add punitive damage as the case goes on. A popular state-run land conservation program is about to experience a windfall after several years of financial drought. And as Kevin Miller reports, pent-up demand is expected to drive a surge in applications to the Land for Maine's Future program.
Over the past 34 years, Maine voters have approved more than $100 million in bonds to protect unique landscapes, shorelines, and working farms or waterfronts throughout the state. Those bond measures consistently passed with broad public support. But the program has been running on empty after land conservation became a political football during the administration of former Republican Governor Paul LePage. Earlier this year, lawmakers opted to directly tap the state budget and provide $40 million to LMF over 4 years rather than go to Maine voters. That means conservation groups have the first opportunity since 2017 to apply for LMF funding.
Well, I would say based on the rate of my email inbox and the phone calls I get, you know, it's a daily basis that we are getting inquiries from folks. My sense is there's a lot of interest out there.
LMF Director Sarah Demers said her office has received 7 official inquiries for projects of statewide significance that offer, quote, rare or exceptional resources and often involve state agencies. Demers will update LMF's board on the initial interest during a meeting on Tuesday, but she's also expecting more demand from conservation groups for local or regional projects by that application deadline in April. Beth Ahern with the nonprofit group Maine Conservation Voters says she expects tremendous interest. And while demand will likely exceed funding, she called $10 million a year really wonderful.
The pandemic taught us that people really depend on the outdoors. Mainers and visitors to outdoor parks and conservation areas grew exponentially and record numbers were hit. So people really needed to be outside for psychological health as well as physical well-being during the pandemic.
The LMF program has helped conserve more than 600,000 acres since 1987. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
This year's annual Maine loon count shows a continuing rise in adults to an estimated 3,446 birds. Tracy Hart, who manages the count for Maine Audubon, says the state's ban on lead fishing lures has clearly helped. Hart says biologists have found the evidence by reviewing causes of death in loons over time.
It went from earlier year before the ban. We had found that there was a 32% cause of death by lead in adult loons. And now in 2019, it was down to 18%. So that's a pretty big drop.
But Hart says this year's count also revealed a drop in the number of loon chicks. She says similar dips, which probably have multiple causes, have occurred 5 other times in the last 4 decades. And it's time now to check the weather forecast with meteorologist Paul Cousins.
Tonight, skies will be crystal clear for the majority of Maine as high pressure shoulders in. Some cloudiness will linger near the Quebec border. Teens for most, near 20 at the ocean's periphery. Tomorrow, less wind than today, but still a bit cooler than customary. Variable cloudiness will be maintained across the northern third of the state, while it will be mostly sunny for all others, 27 to 39 north to south. Temperatures will begin to moderate Wednesday. Over northern Maine and the mountains, there will be considerable cloudiness after any morning flurries depart. Variable sunshine, all others. 29 to 46 north to south. The first in many gyres of low pressure will pass through the northeast Thursday. Periodic light snow inland, occasional snow to rain throughout the coastal plain, 34 to 46 north to south. Friday, blustery and colder. Over northern Maine and the mountains, snow showers, alternating sun and clouds farther south. 31 north of mountains to 42 along the coast, Portland south. We'll have to contend with another storm at some point over the weekend. Temperatures will still be tracking a bit above normal. This is meteorologist Paul Cousins for Maine Public.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, the month in review. I'm Jennifer Mitchell. Thanks for listening.